Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你又一次收听盘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey， 大家好，我是 Michael。
那我们今天呢要聊聊婚姻。
We're going to talk about marriage。
哇 ，complicated， 这家家有本难念的经啊。那我们今天要分享，就是美国呢近几十年，特别是近那一二十年，有一个新的婚姻趋势，就是越来越多受过大学、受过高等教育的女性，她和没有受过大学、没有受过高等教育的男性结婚。
So in this case, we can say when she's got the degree, he's got the tools.
哦，你这个好形象啊！他有文凭，然后女的他啊，然后他男的他有什么呢？有工具。所以这里我们就讲到了，可能是白领和蓝领是吧 ？White collar 和 blue collar 的 marriage。
没错。
OK， 那今天我们为大家选择了一篇美国一个博主写的文章啊，他其实就在 report， 就在报道，美国有一个这个人口调研出来，就是说现在越来越多的婚姻，这个女性受教育的程度要高过男性，然后这也是对传统婚姻角色的一个比较大的改变，甚至一个颠覆 ，right？
So imagine a world where the traditional roles of marriage are flipped on their head.
Okay, flipped, 意思就是颠倒过来。
Yeah, maybe you're flipping something 180 degrees, or it's completely opposite or backwards.
但是呢，现在越来越多的婚姻就是这样的。然后呢，我在准备今天文章的时候还学了两个新词。第一个就是讲到这样的婚姻，英语有一个很 formal 的吧，是很书面的词 ，right？
Yeah, so this is a Latin word known as hypogamy.
OK, 我们来分解一下这个词，前半部分 hypo， 它是一个拉丁词是吧
？Yeah, so in Latin, this sort of means that you lack something or something is gone, as opposed to having too much of something.
OK, 所以它在拉丁词的意思呢，就是缺少，或者也可以是 below or underneath， 在下面的意思。
对，没错。
那hypogamy 讲的就是一种婚姻，就是当婚姻里面的一方，我们这里说的女方啊，她跟一个从各方面来讲，比如社会啊、经济啊，或者我们今天重点讲的这个教育，受教育程度，你跟一个比你低的人结婚。
Yeah, so as you're saying, this Latin word is not often used. Very often people just say something like, she's marrying down.
Okay, to marry down. 这个很形象啊，也很容易理解。但是你如果直接跟一个这样的女生说 ，Oh, geez, you really married down， 千万不要这样讲，她会很觉得冒犯 ，very offended， 然后会蛮伤心的吧。
Exactly. So you can't never say this to any of your friends. It's obviously very rude, but maybe behind somebody's back, they might say that.
有些人会这么说，就嫁一个各方面是比你可能弱势一点的男性啊。好，那它的相反还有一个词。
So the opposite word in this in Latin would be hypergamy.
Hypergamy. Hyper 就是很高嘛，比如你情绪很高 ，you're very hyper 是吧？然后这里啊，我们讲的就是在婚姻当中，你跟一个各方面比你高，地位比你高的人结婚。
Yeah, so in English, casual English, colloquial English, you might say marrying up, right? I really married up.
哎，你刚刚的例子很好 ，I really married up，因为就像那个 married down， 你不要直接跟一个人说，但是呢。我觉得是确实会听到很多的男性，他会说：“哦，我太太，我是上辈子什么，我上辈子做了什么好事啊，娶到一个这么好的太太啊。” So I really married up. 他会这样称赞太太。
Yes, I was going to say this actually often gets said on like talk shows when you're interviewing celebrities who just got married. They love to say this about their new bride, right?
对，或者你学了，你今天学了这个说法，你也可以下次用起来嘛。 讲到自己太太的时候，可以跟别人说 "I really married up" 啊。
Exactly.
好，那我们来看看为什么现在有越来越多就是女性啊 hypogamy 这样的婚姻嫁给比自己受教育程度低的男性呢？是因为他们就是将就吗？是因为说现在受过高等教育的男性人不够吗？就没有吗？
So let's see why women are doing this, right? The first question we ask is, are women settling or are they simply marrying who is available?
那我们先来看看 settle。如果你说一个人 settle，就是说他有很多选择，但是他去选了一个不是最好的，right？
Yeah, you mentioned this expression to settle down. Maybe that means like to start a family or buy a house, but settle by itself usually means to choose an option that is quite basic or quite low.
对，就是我们中文口语说的将就。
Yeah, I don't, again, as you said here, settling is an interesting choice. The other one we said is marrying who is available. Maybe there aren't very many men available.
所以，当我们讲到 available 或者 availability 的时候呢，就是说它有没有这么多的东西或者人让你选。那其实特别讲到婚姻或者这个恋爱关系的时候，我们可以讲一个人 available，比如我可以说 Michael，Are you available？我有一个好朋友，我想介绍给你，right？
就是单身，Are you single? Are you unmarried? 就这个意思。
高学历女性越来越多嫁给学历没那么高的男性呢，他有很多原因。但是我们今天选这篇文章，他讲了两个最主要的驱动的原因。
So the two major reasons for hypogamous marriages are availability and shifting societal norms. So in this case, we're talking about the availability of college-educated men, which apparently is pretty low.
It's shrinking，对吧？至少是在缩小啊。好，那这是一个主要驱动力。然后第二个 to the second major driver 呢，就是在改变的一些社会的东西，是吧？
So we're talking about shifting societal norms. So first of all, to shift means something is changing or moving over time.
对，所以 shift 是一种改变，是一种转变，但就像 Michael 说的，他更多是在讲，不是那种 overnight 什么一夜之间的，它是一个比较 gradual，比较渐进，而且是 maybe over a certain or even a quite long period of time。
Right, we said maybe 2 decades, right, along like 20 years.
哎，对，就是慢慢随着时间的推移，其实我们很多社会的看法啊，社会的常规。就是 societal norms, right?
So again, societal, obviously we say 社会, so societal is the adjective form of society. Norm kind of means like the rules, these cultural rules that we accept that may change over time.
对，就是 what's normal? 什么是常
那、
见的，right？Norms，
yeah,
所以这里 societal norms 它其实就是一些社会不成文的规定，它不是什么法律啊，不是什么写下来要 enforce 的 laws and regulation，这就是大家习惯的一些东西。
So again, I have to bring this up because there was a TV show that was so popular and it was called Modern Family. And like lots of Chinese people try to watch it on TV or listen to it in English, but it's all about how families are changing over time.
是，好，那我们回到今天讲的这个现象啊，我们来看看，讲到那个 availability of university or college educated men，它是越来越少了，所以呢，这个就造成了一个人口结构上的制约。
So we call this demographic constraints.
OK，两个词都有点难啊，但没关系。我们先来看第一个 demographic，这个通常我们讲的是比较宏观的，对吧？比较 on the macro level。
So we're talking about a large group of people, and we try to break them into little groups, right? Like men and women, young people, old people, working, not working, they're all different demographics.
好了，那这个人口结构上会有什么呢？有一些限制和制约。
Yeah, so constraints, right? There might be a limit or a limitation on this group or this demographic.
没错，那这个 demographic 我们在讲的就是受过大学教育的男性啊，然后这个池子是在缩小。
It's shrinking. It's getting smaller and smaller. So you were mentioning a little bit about college. This word can be a little confusing for some students.
因为在我们中国啊，其实外国也有了。你除了有这个大学，对吧？通常是4年的这个大学，那还有 kind of one level below，就大专。那他可能会学更多的技术，就像我们说的，he's got the tools，他有很多的技术。
Right. So there's a school, we might call it a vocational school or a vocational college to
大
help you get
专，
a job.
right，
Exactly.
但是在特别北美，in North American English，当我们讲 college 的时候，其实就是 university 是吧？就是4年的大学。
Yeah, it's really annoying. I have to say, we have community college, which is, I think you were mentioning BCIT, for
也
example,
就
right?
one level below，对，community 社区大学，对。但
And
是
then
很多
obviously
人，
university is great, yeah.
对，但是很多人他会说，哦，where did you go to college？就 Harvard、Stanford，其实他那个意思就是大学啊，right？
Very famous, yeah.
对，哈佛、斯坦福那些，其实就是在北美的口语里面，那些也是大学。所以我们现在常常听到讲，川普在整这些 elite colleges，是吧？在整这些精英大学学府啊。那除了有这个人口结构的限制 （demographic constraints），我们来看看这个改变的社会常规。
So again, great you brought this up, right? So shifting societal norms and economic realities also play a role as women's economic empowerment grows, so does their ability to marry for love rather than just finances.
So empowerment 其实很容易理解了，因为里面有 power，那意思就是说，这个群体，这里我们讲到的是女性 becoming more and more powerful，that's empowerment。
Exactly. So this is the noun form of this word, yeah.
但现在呢，女生这个 woman's empowerment，她自己就有很多 power，所以她就可以跟着自己的心走，就是说 I'm marrying for love，I'm following my heart，不是 financial security。
Yeah, and again, as you said here, I think that's really a really positive take on this, that women are they have more options and they choose love rather than just money.
好，但是呢，很多这样的婚姻啊，前面说嘛，家家有本难念的经，它还是很复杂，有的时候还是会有挑战。
So for these marriages, there can be some strange dynamics, right? Or complex or varied dynamics.
我们讲到一个关系啊，in a relationship，这个里面的 dynamics 更多的是讲到这两个人的关系，他们怎么互动，right？
Exactly. So we could talk about maybe the behavior or the interactions between two people.
对，so the dynamics of a relationship 就是讲你们这两个人在这段关系里面，你们是如何互动的？你们的这个具体，how do you see each other in this relationship？
So, for many couples, the educational gap does not translate to a gap in intelligence or compatibility.
什么不会翻译成？Why are we seeing translating here？
Yeah, so again, this is almost like a metaphor, right? They're using some creative language here. It really means that the educational gap does not mean there is also a gap over here, too.
所以呢，translate 除了有翻译的意思，它还经常是用来，比喻，就是这件事情不能把它等同于另外一件事情，它不意味着或者它不等于，对吧？就像我们在说的，教育的差距，它不等于在智慧或者在匹配度上的差距。
So intelligence, as you said here, and compatibility, right?
OK，so 匹配度啊，英语就是
Compatibility? So we
对，
match, we understand each other, we fit each other's lives.
对。然后，如果两个人很般配啊，我们会说哦，they're so compatible。
So their personalities match, their lifestyles match, their values match. This is really
是，
important in relationships.
对。然后，当然了，我们讲到这个 technology 的时候，也常会讲 compatibility。
Yeah, exactly. I think even as a kid, especially as a young kid, like, 12 or something, I never knew the romantic meaning of compatibility. I just thought it was like the software works on my laptop. But this is the most popular way of saying it is about relationships.
OK, 对。所以 Michael 是一个技术男是吧？是一个 geek, 理工男。好，那但是呢，当然因为任何一个婚姻都非常不容易啊，然后特别这样的婚姻呢，这个文章就说有的时候的 educational gap 确实会造成一些矛盾和一些冲突。
The educational gap can sometimes lead to tension, especially when it comes to finances.
对，那当你的婚姻里面有很多这样的可能 disagreements or even arguments 的时候呢，这个它就是一种 tension。
Yeah, tension. This obviously word kind of means like stress, right? There's stress between us.
对，就是那种很紧张，对吧？然后呢，它这个紧张以后，常常它就会造成矛盾，会造成冲突啊。好，那特别是和钱和经济有关的啊。当我们要强调一件事情的时候呢，这里有一个非常好的语法点，大家可以注意，那就是
especially when it comes to finances. So maybe specifically when it comes to finances.
对，所以当你要强调一个方面某一个点的时候呢，你就可以说 when it comes to 啊。通常它前面都会加一个这个副词 especially when it comes to, 就特别是说到这一点的时候。好，那既然讲到这个finances 啊，家里的这个经济，诶，其实我们说到一个家庭their money 这种 situation, 我们通常会说 family finances, 经济，我们不会说 a family economy, right?
Yeah, economy is more appropriate maybe for a country, and I suppose a house, you could say like our household finances is for the family.
对，好，那讲到这个 family finances 的时候呢，很多这样的 hypogamy 啊，这样的婚姻里面这很奇怪啊，虽然女性受教育程度比较高，但是那个男性他还是家里收入比较高的那一个。
Right, so if the woman has a better education, we still find that often the man makes more money. In English, we use this word breadwinner.
哦，这好传统啊，就让我想到很久以前爸爸出去干活，然后买面包回来养家糊口。
Exactly. So bread, as you mentioned, it's kind of like a very old-fashioned expression. I think there was a time in the 1960s when bread was a slang term that meant money, but it's still very old-fashioned, yeah.
对， so breadwinner, 但这个词现在还是常常用啊，特别是当我们讲到这个婚姻里面的经济关系的时候，是吧？ The primary breadwinner, 因为现在很多家庭都是 double income, 但是还是有一个人的收入更多，所以他就变成了这个家里的 primary, 主要的那个 breadwinner.
So the first one, so he makes more money than she does, that kind of thing. So I want to comment on this. So research suggests that college educated women tend to find the most high earning non-college men. So they didn't have a great education, but they are still making a good salary, right? Their pay tends to match with the men outpacing their women over time.
Okay, 其实就因为我一开始读到这个点的时候觉得有点奇怪，因为不是这个女生 you know, they're better educated, 那怎么会还是男性收入比较高呢？但后来读下去我就明白了，因为这个研究又指出呢，其实很多这样的婚姻里面这个受过高等教育的女性，她已经先找了蓝领男性里面收入最高的那个那一群。那因为在北美啊很多蓝领的工作其实收入是非常高的，比如一个水管工 a plumber, 他们的salary 或者他们的 hourly rate 小时薪其实是高过很多白领的。They're actually making more money than a lot of average white collar jobs, right?
Exactly. It's really impressive. And the only downside to these jobs is that we sort of view them as dirty jobs, but they're actually excellent salaries and excellent incomes.
没错没错。好，所以呢在这种婚姻里面呢，很多他就是找的这样收入比较高的蓝领男性， 而且 as the marriage progresses, 特别是有孩子以后，很多时候还是那个女性会说啊，那我就辞职，或者我几年休息，我在家带孩子。那这样过了几年以后呢，那个男性的收入就越来越超过太太。
So in English, we can use this word outpacing. And remember, the word pace kind of talks about speed. So if you imagine that two people are running in a race, and one person is running faster than the other, he's outpacing her.
好的，那但是呢，当然也有不少的婚姻啊，这个女性她其实是家庭的 primary breadwinners, 所以是相反的。
Conversely, some women who are the primary breadwinners face societal judgment and expectations that they should be the primary caregivers as well.
Okay, 我们先来看这个副词啊 ,conversely,那它的意思就和前面讲到那个 flip 一样是吧,就反过来。
That's right. So we have inverse, reverse, and then converse. And we just said, okay, all these words basically mean the opposite, right? They flip something.
Michael 真是个好老师啊。就是说你很多词什么什么 verse, 它的意思都是反过来的。对 ,conversely, 这儿发音要注意一下。因为那个球鞋品牌 Converse, 匡威 ,Converse, 对吧 ?Noun, 但是副词的时候你的重音要放到 V, conversely。
Excellent. Yeah, conversely. Yeah, very good.
好，那这样的女性呢，受教育比较高，然后在家庭里面又是主要赚钱的那一方，然后这时候社会就会对他们有一点异样的眼光。Society sometimes can judge them.
Yeah, this is pretty terrible, right? So judgment here, we talk about a 判断, right? So society is looking at her who has a great education, a happy marriage,And we're judging them. It's terrible.
So to judge, 或者这两年常常听到说，哦，一个人很 judgmental, 不要很 judgmental, 意思就是你会用你自己的观点，你的喜好，还有你很多 bias, 你的偏见去看别人，去判断和论断 ,and very often criticize, 批评别人，对吧？
Oh, yeah, it's very negative, yeah.
那他这里讲的 societal 判断啊，这个社会的去判断，就是说，你这个女的，你赚很多钱，但是呢 ，society 又期待他说，那你也应该兼顾家庭啊，你为什么天天在忙自己的事业，你都不管孩子，不照顾先生呢，对吧？
So depending on whether or not they have children, who makes the more money, who has the better degree, there's lots of judgment going around. The expectations that they, sort of those women, they should be the primary caregivers as well. So not only are they better educated, but they should be focusing on raising kids.
所以做女人真的很不容易啊。OK, 我们这里又看到了一个 primary, 刚刚是 primary breadwinner, 这里是 primary caregiver。那这个词也很容易理解啦，就是你要去照顾嘛，主要承担照顾责任的一方。
That's right, so spend 30 or 40 hours per week doing caregiving as opposed to working.
好，那我们今天这个文章反正就跟大家讲了这样的一个 hypogamy 这样的一个现象啊，然后呢文章最后说，但是还是有希望的，现在越来越多的夫妻，他们不仅是在克服，他们也是在战胜这样的挑战。那我们今天的节目就到这儿，非常感谢大家的收听。然后这个现象呢，其实不知道在中国是不是如此啊？那如果你有认识朋友是这样的，或者就比较 personal， 如果你的婚姻也是这样的，如果你愿意跟我们分享的话，我们也非常愿意看到你的留言。
Yeah, as you said here, attitudes in China are also changing a lot as well. So I'd love to hear what our listeners have to say in the comments.
That's it for our show today. 我们期待跟大家下次再见。
谢谢收听，下次再见。